Welcome back, everybody, to the Star Wars Feuding Families, Episode 2, Attack of the Feud. I'm your host, Jason Snell. We're going to have incomparable panelists, guests, survey answers from incomparable listeners. We love our listeners. We've asked our listeners lots of questions about Star Wars, and we're going to see if our panelists can guess what they were thinking. It doesn't usually go well. Let me introduce our teams. In this corner, it's the, let's say, droids. Anthony Johnston, hello.
I don't know whether to be flattered or insulted. Hello, Jason.
Moises Chuyan.
Uta guta, Snello.
Beep, boop. And Kathy Campbell.
Hello.
Hello and welcome. In this corner, it's the Jedi, Chip Sutterth. Hello.
Carabast.
Tiff Arment. Hi.
Utini.
Utini. Yay. And Annette Weirstra.
Wow. That's supposed to be a lightsaber, which okay. Obviously I did really well.
Okay, I can see it.
It's up there with Erica's imitation of the child.
Yeah. All right, let's go. We're going to have 6 rounds plus 2 special rounds that are also rounds, but they're different. And the point totals will escalate as we go. We'll start off with a few rounds at 1x, and then we move up to 1.5, and then 2. So if you get way behind at the beginning, you could catch up. Or, as was the case in our previous game, you could catch up and then lose. Anything could happen. It's a game. Yay.
Can we muster
spoilers?
Up?
So rather than having people buzz in, since we're all on the internet and not anywhere near like a buzzer where it could be fair, we're just going to alternate who gets to go first and see who gets to take control of the board. So we're going to start with Chip and Anthony. Chip, you are going to get to go first. And then if you get the number one answer, your team will get control of the board. And if not, Anthony will have a chance to beat your answer and take control of the board for his team. Chip, name a Sith Lord.
Darth Vader.
Show me Darth Vader. Number one answer. Good job. You guys get control of the board, the Jedi team. Do you want to play, or do you want to do the thing that nobody seems to think is a good idea and have the other team play? Jedi.
Y'all know your Sith Lords?
Yeah. Are we able to say?
I'm like, I don't know anyone's names.
But like, are you confident that you can do this? There are 5, I should say. 5 Sith Lords. You've named number one. There are 4 more that you will need to name.
We got this, team.
You should always go first. That's a thing I should take out of this game, is you shouldn't even choose. You should just have to do it. But yeah. I let you choose, and you chose wisely. All right. That means we move on to Tiff. There are 4 more Sith Lords to be gotten. Name a Sith Lord.
Darth Maul.
Darth Maul. Show me. He got cut in half. Show me Darth Maul. Number 3 answer, 20 points. Well done. Annette, 3 more Sith Lords up there.
That was my, Darth Maul was my backup.
Never have Darth Maul as your backup. You know what that means. Important lesson.
I do not know. I'm sorry, team. I'm going to be your weakest link. Which is another.
Do you have a Sith Lord guest? Somebody who seems bad in Star Wars?
Well, I was like, I know what they look like. Let's go with Porg. Porg is going to be my default.
Show me a Porg. No, Porgs aren't Sith Lords. Nice try, though. Back around to Chip. Chip, name a Sith Lord.
Darth Sidious.
Darth Sidious, also known. Spoilers. It's Palpatine. It's Emperor Palpatine. Show me.
No.
Darth Sidious. Number 2 answer, 29 points. Well done. There are 2 left. Tiff, name a Sith Lord.
Adam Driver.
Adam Driver. The actor himself and the character he plays. Show me Adam Driver. No. Neither he nor his character made the top 5. Annette, do you have something that's not a porg?
Let's go with Ben. No, you already said Ben Solo.
Right.
So you took that off the table. Let's go with Ben Kenobi.
Ben Kenobi in an untold tale where
massive
he became a
Sith Lord.
Okay, that's strike three. Other team, you get to confer now. There are the bottom two answers, 4 and 5, are ungotten. You can get 84 points and steal those points away if you know one of those two Sith Lords. You can confer amongst yourselves.
I'm sorry, was that three?
That was three.
It was three. Of the Sith Lords not chosen since Kylo Ren apparently doesn't rate. I would say we go with Count Dooku.
That's who I was thinking.
That's who.
Well.
Yep. Yeah. Same.
Because that keeps us out of having to dip into Clone Wars and Rebels. Because things get funny from there. We good?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yep.
All right. Show me Count Dooku. Yep. Number 5 answer worth 7 points. That you don't get, but you do get the 84 points that were earned by the other team, and you stole them. You stole it right out from under them, droids. Sneaky.
So the saving grace of all of this is that I didn't have to say the word Dooku.
Oh, thanks.
You just did.
Oh, damn it.
Any guesses about the missing Sith Lord that nobody's mentioned?
Anyone guessing?
Is it going to be
is
Luke?
Is it somebody from Rebels or something? Or
Darth Nihilus. Nihilus.
If it was just above Count Dooku, I feel like whether it's correct or not, Asajj Ventress might be it. I'm trying to. I just got finished binging all of Clone Wars, and so I feel like I should have a better handle on this.
Oh wait, it's not Darth Plagueis, is it?
Have you ever heard the story of Darth Plagueis the Wise?
Yes, 9 points exactly. Antony broke through. Goodness. He figured it out. Characters never seen, but mentioned only in dialogue. Our listeners love them. All right, let's move on. 84 points to the droids. They lead after one round. We'll move on to round two. Moises, you're going to be the first guesser here, and then Tiff, you are going to potentially have a chance to top him. Here we go, Moises. Name a force power.
And it's okay if I get the wording or
I've got all the various force powers in various buckets, and it's you're not going to get knocked off because of a particularly detailed choice of wording.
Okay, so force pushing, force telekinesis.
Telekinesis. Show me telekinesis. That's the number one answer. Well done. So you get control of the board, and that means it's Kathy's go. Kathy, name a force power.
Force lightning.
Show me lightning. Yeah, number two answer. Number two answer. You're just knocking them down here. Antony, name a force power.
How many are there?
There are 7. 7.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, I need to tell you that. 7.
I might, if I'd known that, I would have suggested passing.
I'm not going to let you pass anymore. I've just decided. So, there you go.
Okay, all right. That's set in stone now.
Rules are changing. Again, okay. While we play.
I'm surprised that this wasn't number one, actually. Force choke.
Ah, choking. Show me choking. Number three answer. 20 points. Well done. But we still have 4 more force powers. Moises, name a force power.
These aren't the answers you're looking for. Suggestion, I guess.
Do you mean the old Jedi mind trick?
The Jedi mind trick, yes. That's what it's nice. Called now, is force suggestion. That's what it is.
All right, well, whatever it's called. It's the number 4 answer. Well done. Just knocking them off here, one by one. Kathy, you got any more force things?
Well, don't worry, Jason. I'm here to stop the knocking over, as is my role and goal.
Let me help you out here. You're a Jedi.
Yes.
What do you do?
I am a Jedi.
What do you do? What are you doing right now with the force? What is that?
Like the force voice, you can talk in a loud thing on like a salt planet or something.
Okay. Force voice, loud thing on the salt planet. Show me that. No, I don't have that. Sorry, I don't have that for you.
That was so close.
You mean like when Obi-Wan made the crate dragon sound and you're like, whoa, I think he's just loud. He's just a loud dude. Antony, you got one strike. You got 3 more things to guess. Force power.
Force ghost.
Force ghost. Becoming a ghost. Show me Ghost.
No,
they didn't say that.
Oh, man.
I know, right? Moises, what do you have?
Let me, for clarification's sake, under telekinesis, does drawing items to you count under that heading?
Pushing, pulling, levitating are all right. Telekinesis.
So then I will go with what I lovingly refer to as force time, the sort of force video calling that we see in the sequel series.
Yes, force time. Also, you know, it's like a telepathy kind of thing. Show me force time. Yeah, force time. 4 points. That was the number six answer.
I thought that's what Kathy was trying to say at first.
Yeah, but she didn't get there. She went the other way. You just make a loud voice with salt. Kathy, any guesses of another cool Jedi power?
Okay, can I get clarification on which slots are not...
Number five and number seven are not filled.
And number six only had 4 points assigned to it?
Yeah, we're down in the dregs here. We have a four-point question and a two-point question remaining.
Kind of what I figured, although it does make me feel better that I probably won't guess one that's very obvious that has the listeners yelling at the phone.
Okay. But you do have to guess something.
I know.
Picture a Jedi. What are they doing?
Whining about sand, but...
Oh,
I don't think that's a force power. My goodness. Okay. We're going to do. Yeah, I can't even think of a funny random thing. So...
Whining about sand.
Yep.
All right. That's three strikes. Other team, there are two very low point questions. If you get one of them, you can steal these points. Back.
Can we confer?
You can confer. Chip, Tiff, Annette, confer.
I was thinking force projection, which I think is what Kathy was trying to say with salt talking.
I'm going to say that's force kind of time.
That's
projection, telepathy, that's force time, communication
like the whole
is
body.
All or already taken.
Okay.
So that would be, I guess, technically, but I'm going to let you keep talking. Just clarifying. I rolled those together into one big bucket.
What about jumping? Their super jumps? Yeah, I was going to say force jumping. They like do those very, you know, acrobatic jumps.
That's true. Mm.
You good with that?
I buy that.
What about force setting trees on fire? Or is that part of lightning?
Probably lightning. Mm. There's nothing around fighting that makes them extra special.
Yeah, I had push, mind tricks, lifting, stacking, projection, conference calls, fire. And super jump.
I think they're. I think they've all been pretty much taken except for the jumping bit.
Go with jumping.
Okay.
Hippity hoppity.
Okay. Show me jumping.
Hippity hoppity.
Yeah, you stole it. That was the number two. The 2 point
I
answer.
That would be under telekinesis. Wow.
Yeah, but, I thought it was.
I
jumping. Jumping is different because you're not moving an external object. You're just jumping really high. It's a separate thing. Also, everybody, any guesses about the last force power that's missing?
Is it sent like dodging and blocking lasers and stuff?
Featured heavily in The Rise of Skywalker.
The sort of teleportation of an item thing?
Healing.
Oh, yeah.
Healing. Well, it's 93-84, very close. Two rounds of stolen points there. Pretty amazing. We're going to move on to one of our new rounds that I invented because I thought it would be fun. That's why we're here, is to have fun. We're going to start with Anthony.
Yes.
We're going to alternate across the teams and across all the players. You're going to be making guesses from a shared pot of answers in turn instead of one team getting all the glory. Every point you get is going to go to your team. There's no stealing or anything like that. Obviously, you want to guess the high point answers. Once your team has struck out three times, you don't get to guess anymore. And when both teams have struck out, the game, or you know, this round will end. I will just tell you, there are 30 possible answers you could give.
Wow.
So feel really bad if you get the strike noise, okay?
Okay. No pressure.
And if you get all 30 as a group, then good job, I guess. Here we go. We're going to start
this
with
this show is going to be a lot longer than we anticipated.
It's kind of a lightning round a little bit, but, you know, anyway, you want those high point answers, though.
A forced lightning round.
Yes. Antony, name an actor who surprisingly appeared in Star Wars.
Samuel Jackson.
Show me Samuel Jackson. 15 points. Well done. That was the number two answer. Chip, name an actor who surprisingly appeared in Star Wars.
Daniel Craig.
Show me Daniel. Whoa, hello, cut. I'm Daniel Craig. You may know me as James Bond and the Stormtrooper. Number one answer, 21 points. Well done. Moises, name an actor who surprisingly appeared in Star Wars.
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Does he appear?
He does.
I guess he does.
Well, Daniel Craig doesn't technically appear.
Well done.
Lin-Manuel Miranda appears in, like, he is in the center of the frame in The Rise of Skywalker.
All right. Well,
for
good,
5 seconds.
Good news.
But
you
five
got,
seconds.
You got 1 point out of that. Tiff?
Hey.
Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers. Yeah.
That was a Mandalorian poll. I'm sorry.
Yeah. It was. And that's a strike. Sadly, a strike for your team. Kathy.
I'm going to take, because I love our listeners.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take the phrasing of this sentence and put Mark Hamill because of his Mandalorian appearance.
I'm gonna let you off the hook here and just say this poll was taken in June of 2020.
Oh.
Nobody had seen season two of The Mandalorian.
Right.
So I'll let you. I'm going to give you that piece of. You can still guess Mark Hamill if you like, but I'm going to let you reconsider based on that.
I appreciate
Kathy.
Yeah, I know.
You've ruined everything now.
I have.
I'm only on
episode six. Sorry.
That's the shame buzz.
Yeah, I will accept it. And I think, oh gosh, name an actor. I think is going to be
surprising.
Keira Knightley.
Keira Knightley, right? I didn't even understand that was her, famously, and I just thought it was just Natalie Portman again. But it was Keira Knightley. Oh, sorry. No.
Oh,
there it is. Oh, yay! No. I pressed the wrong button. No, yeah, she's in there. 3 points. That's a 3-pointer.
It turns out
Keira
it was
Knightley.
Keira Knightley.
She bent it like
how many points
Obi-Wan.
Was that?
3 points. Three.
Oh, look at that.
Whole.
We are scraping
points.
The bottom of the barrel.
Kathy and I are cleaning up the bottom of the list.
Right, we're just helping you out here.
Annette.
So that means Appa appeared afterwards. Oh, good Canadian actor. I'm going to say, I'm so bad at names, but I'm going to say Carrie Fisher's daughter. I have no idea what her name is.
I'll just give it to you. It's Billy Lord. And it's not. She's not. She did not. Make the list. Sorry. That's two strikes on Team B, though. Watch out. There's still some good points out there.
Sorry.
Back around Antony, an actor who surprisingly appeared in Star Wars.
Oh, man. I've forgotten her name. Oh, my mind's gone blank. Tall lady from Game of Thrones. Brienne of Tarth. Woman.
Oh.
You know who I mean, and I cannot.
Yeah. Think of that. I want to help you so bad.
Oh, good Lord. No, it's just gone from my mind. It will come back to me. The minute you press the buzzer, it will come back to me, I know. But I'm sorry, I can't remember her name. You know who I mean.
I do know who you mean. She's not on the list.
Oh, okay. You could have put me out of my misery.
I did, finally. I let you go for a little bit is all. Okay, that's a strike to Team A, the droids. Let's move to Chip.
Well, let's see. How many people were surprised by the baddie in episode 9? I'm going to say Ian McDiarmid.
Oh, interesting. Yes, there's lots of different ways to define surprising appearances. Was it surprising that the Emperor, spoilers again, came back in episode 9? Apparently not. That's three strikes. You can't collect any more points. Team A, though, you get to continue until you have two more strikes. And there are some nice point totals on the board. Moises, we asked our listeners, name an actor who surprisingly appeared in Star Wars. What do you think they said?
I'm going to go with Sir Christopher Lee.
Christopher Lee. Yes. 2 points, but he's on the list.
Cleaning wow. up the bottom of that
Kathy,
list.
Kathy, surprising Star Wars actor?
John Favreau.
Okay, John Favreau. Nope. Anthony, surprising okay, Star Wars actor.
Wait, isn't that our third strike?
No, that's your
no,
second strike.
That's your second.
Oh. Oh, that's right. I got a point. Sorry.
Right. In an attempt to try and get a bit higher up the ladder, because I think we're actually still behind on points in this round, I'm going to take the same approach Chip did. And I'm going to say Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford. Was Harrison Ford surprisingly in a Star Wars movie?
Yeah,
according to our audience, he was. That's a 4-point
sequel,
answer.
Yeah.
Well done.
Surprisingly, how many points was that?
4 points for that one.
Is that all?
And again, you can define surprisingly in so many different ways. Moises, give me an actor.
Okay, so Sam Jackson, Daniel Craig.
Harrison Ford, Keira Knightley,
Simon Pegg.
Simon Pegg. Show me Simon Pegg. Yep, 3 points. Three yeah. portions.
Three portions.
Kathy?
I...
You remember Star Wars, right? There's who are the actors in it? Were any of them
That's the
surprising?
One with Kirk, right?
Mm. Hey, think of it this way. What if you heard somebody was in a Star Wars and you went, really? That would be you being surprised.
It's true.
Jason defines surprise.
I'm so glad that you clarified that. That definitely. You know what? I'm going to say James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones, very distinguished actor. Why would he be in one of those Star Wars movies? No, nobody said that. All right. Well, this didn't go quite as I thought.
Can I rattle off a bring out
Jimmy Smits?
Wait, I have one guess too.
Yeah. Okay, lay out there. No, Anthony said Jimmy Smits. He was the number 4 answer worth 5 points.
I don't even know who that is.
I had Charlie from Lost.
He's not on the list. Mm.
John
Somebody
Williams.
From Lost is on the list, but not Charlie.
Is John Williams on that?
No.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
No.
Justin Theroux.
No. Let me tell you who was on the list.
Wait, can I just say the guy from Lost? Tiff. I'll just say the guy from Lost.
Nope.
Oh!
All right. Here.
I know what you did there.
Oh, actually, you know what? John Williams is on the list. I take it back. John Williams is on the list. He's a one-pointer.
What was he, like one
He's down there with Lin-Manuel Miranda as a one-pointer.
Awesome.
Wow, I didn't even look here. I had to scroll down into the ones.
Tom Hardy.
Charlie from Lost is on the list. Charlie from Lost also is a one-pointer. Here.
Nailed it.
Here's what you missed. You missed 13 really solid, juicy points on Alec Guinness.
Oh,
a famous actor who was in a Star
That's
Wars.
Just an actor.
Yeah. But it's like a famous classy actor who appeared in who slummed it in a Star Wars. John Ratzenberger.
Yeah.
Laura Dern. Carrie
Laura
Russell.
Laura Dern. Yeah.
I almost said Laura Dern. Damn it.
Carrie Russell. Max von Sydow. Donald Glover, Liam Neeson, Billy Dee Williams, Woody Harrelson, Natalie Portman, Greg Grunberg, of course it's Greg Grunberg, Benicio Del Toro, Werner Herzog, Hayden Christensen, was that surprising? Ewan McGregor, one vote. We're in the ones.
There are a lot of these that aren't surprising, frankly.
I feel like they're not surprising.
Here's a really good one. B. Arthur. Yeah.
Okay. Anderson,
Richard E. Grant, props. Peter Cushing, Amy Sedaris, Bill Burr, and Alan Tudyk. So that was the list. Anyway, 28 points to Team A. And
how is Alan Tudyk being in Star Wars surprising?
The listeners. You just
listeners.
All right, let's move on.
What is the thing he's known for?
We love our listeners. This is round 3. Annette is going to guess first. Kathy will sweep up the damage if she doesn't guess a number 1 answer. Here we go. Annette, name a bad Star Wars movie.
How many are there?
Six. Top 6 answers are on the board. Name a bad Star Wars movie.
Oh, this is like so variable. What would be number 1? I'm going to go with The Phantom Menace.
All right. Show me The Phantom Menace. That's the number one answer, and you guys have control of the board.
Sorry, Erica.
I did think about her when I said this.
34% on The Phantom Menace is a bad Star Wars movie. Number one answer, Chip. Name a bad Star Wars movie. There are five more to guess.
With apologies to Dan, Solo.
Will the listeners agree? Show me Solo. No, our listeners like Solo, Chip.
That's because it's a good movie.
Because it's a good movie.
It's a good
Tiff,
movie.
Name a bad Star Wars movie.
Episode 3. I think that one's The Revenge of the Sith.
Revenge of the Sith. Show me Revenge of the Sith. Yep, that's the number 4 answer, 13%. Good job. Annette, back around to you. You sniffed out the number 1 bad Star Wars movie as voted on by our listeners. You've got 4 more to guess.
I am going to go and say something I don't think is bad, but I feel like some people think is bad. The Last Jedi.
The Last Jedi. Show me The Last Jedi. It was the number 5 answer with 5% of the vote. So not a high scorer, but still made the top 6. Back around to Chip. Chip, name a bad Star Wars movie.
Episode 2, Attack of the Clones.
Attack of the Clones. Go for the classics, I say. Attack of the Clones. Yeah, number 2 answer, 26%. Well done. All right, so we have Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones, 1 and 2. Number 3, not yet discovered. 4 and 5 are Revenge of the Sith and The Last Jedi. And then there's number 6 coming around to Tiff. Name a bad Star Wars movie.
All right. Return of the Jedi. People tend to hate that.
Right. Show me Return of the Jedi. Now, our listeners like the original trilogy, it seems.
I know. I mean, I like the original trilogy too. Yeah. I didn't want to say it.
Annette,
I was just picking
you got a bad you got a bad Star Wars out there? I'll tell you again. Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith, and The Last Jedi are the ones that have been named. So the prequel trilogy is out, and The Last Jedi is out. But there are two more.
Do I think... I'm going to say The Force Awakens. Again, I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's going to be that original trilogy.
All right, Force Awakens. Show me The Force Awakens. It's not there. The other team, you get a chance to steal. You can confer amongst yourselves.
I think Rise of Skywalker is a shoe-in for number 3.
I agree. Tiff, if it's any consolation, I was going to say Return of the Jedi as well. I think it's great, but I know a lot of people really do dislike it.
Right? Yeah. That's what I
love it.
Yeah, I think Rise of Skywalker and that with the alternative of the prequels as an answer.
Yeah. Which I don't think Jason would have allowed. No, no. I think the other, like the...
I allow all sorts of crazy
the number,
stuff, but...
The number 6... I think six is either the holiday special or the Clone Wars animated movie. But I think Rise of Skywalker is the show.
Yeah, it's a safe.
Is holiday special a movie?
I bet they count it that way.
Well, I don't know. We don't need to answer that because our answer is Rise of Skywalker.
All right, show me the Rise of Skywalker. Yeah, that's the number 3 answer, 14%.
Nice.
Sorry, Erica, again, I guess. Well done.
I like that whole trilogy.
You stole 78 points away there, droids. And Moises was absolutely right. Is the holiday special a movie? I would say no, but our listeners, or at least 3% of them, would say yes.
Said yes.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
What did they say about the Clone Wars, the animated ones? That was my other guess.
Those were down there. They didn't make the cutoff. There were a couple who mentioned them, but they didn't make the cutoff. All right, let's move on to round 4. Antony is going to go first with Chip backing up in case he doesn't guess the number 1 answer to this question. Name a Jedi.
Luke Skywalker.
All right. Show me Luke Skywalker. Yep. That's great. Number 2 answer. Chip, name a Jedi.
You're kidding.
Ben Kenobi.
Show me Ben Kenobi. That's a name I haven't heard in some time, Chip. It's the number 1 answer, too. You guys get control of the board. There are 7 Jedi in this list. You've named 2 of them already. Tiff, name a Jedi.
Rey.
Rey. Show me Rey. Yeah, 5%. She was the number 6 answer. Annette, name a Jedi.
Anakin Skywalker?
Anakin Skywalker. He didn't end well, but he was one for a while there. Show me.
I'm taking a chance.
Anakin Skywalker. Oh, they hold it against him. He killed all those younglings. They don't like that. They don't like that. Chip, name a Jedi.
Yoda.
Show Yoda man. Show me Yoda. Yeah, number three answer, 20%. We still have 4, 5, and 7 left to go. Tiff, name a Jedi.
Ben Skywalker? Not Skywalker. Ben, Kylo Ben.
Kylo Ben. Show me Kylo Ben. No, not a Jedi.
They hold it against him too, apparently.
Annette.
Oh, I'm so bad at knowing all those like random people's names. Liam Neeson dude or Samuel Jackson. I don't know what their names were. So I don't know. Who else might be a...
I'm going to be really nice and say, if you name an actor, I'm going to give it to you. How about that?
Oh, well, I'm going to just say Princess Leia.
All right. Princess Leia. You know that name.
I do.
Oh, they didn't name her. They're so bad.
They are bad.
Shame on them. Okay, well, guess what, droids?
I know, that's...
You get a chance to steal and can confer among yourselves. There's three left, three Jedi left.
It's got to be Ahsoka Tano, hasn't it?
I mean, Ahsoka Tano's... we could go there, but we haven't seen enough animated series stuff for me to feel as confident as I do about Qui-Gon Jinn.
Oh, and this was before she turned up in The Mandalorian. That's
right.
A fair point.
So want to say Mace Windu.
Yeah, Mace Windu, I think, is just as good as Qui-Gon Jinn. I think we could go either way.
And then that is like, oh, those are their names. Those are the names of those.
Exactly. I'm like,
mention the actors.
So I'm
of those two, I'd go for Qui-Gon.
Okay.
Yeah, or, I'm not 100% confident about
Sam Jackson. Sam Jackson was awfully high on that surprising actor in Star Wars thing.
It's true.
If that many people were already thinking of him, I want to go with Mace now.
All right, I need an answer.
Mace Windu?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, go for it.
Show me Mace Windu. Mace Windu. Yep, that was the number four answer. Nice. Qui-Gon was number 5.
Okay.
And Ahsoka was number 7.
Nice.
Oh, so
we could have gotten 100%.
Three sweat the ball.
Three momentum. That's what
you could have. All right. Well, we're going to start this round. This is an alternating round again, and we're going to start it with Chip. There are 16 in this list, but there are a few that are the high point category items. And again, once you get three strikes, you cannot guess anymore. Chip, name something you'd find in a rebel base.
In a rebel base.
Something you'd find in a rebel base.
An X-Wing fighter.
Show me X-Wings. Yes, well done. That is a 22-point answer. Antony, name something you'd find in a rebel base.
I am going to take a leaf out of the Klingon fighter playbook and say rebels.
So following the precedent of something you'd find on a Klingon ship from Star Trek Family Feud, which was Klingons, you've decided to say in a rebel base one might find rebels.
Yes.
20 base. Points, number one answer, of course. Yes, rebels. There are rebels in the rebel base. What are you talking about?
Wait, how was that the number one answer?
Number one
answer. X-Wings was 22.
28 points.
28.
Six more. Tiff, something you'd find in a rebel base.
I was going to go with rebels. I'm so mad.
I know, right? It's right there.
But I'm going to go with Jedi.
Jedi. Show me Jedi.
Oh, no. What?
No Jedi in the rebel base. Moises?
They're in my base killing my dudes. Oh.
In a rebel base, I'm going to go Princess Leia.
Show me. Wait, did they finally say Princess Leia when we want to see her? Yes, they
Yay!
Did. 4 points. 4 points, but she's there.
I'm cleaning up the bottom of the list again. Yeah.
It's
good
okay.
job, Moises.
That's not the bottom of the list. That's not close to the bottom of the list, Moises. Annette?
I'm going to go with lightsabers.
All right. Show me lightsabers. No Jedi, but lightsabers. Show me lightsabers. Oh no, that's also not there. Kathy?
Droids.
Droids. Sure. Ooh. Show me droids. 11 points. Yeah. Number three answer. Yes.
Ooh.
All right.
Well, Chip, that was the answer I was going to go for.
Ha ha.
What next?
I have no idea. Because rebel bases are so damn big.
Picture it. You're in a rebel base, Chip. Picture it. What's there?
Rebels? No, that's taken. Yeah. X-Wing? No, that's taken. Droids? No, that's taken. Just fighters.
Fighters. Okay. Fighters. Just fighters. Sorry. Antony? That's your third strike, by the way. You've cleaned up. You're done. Team B, Jedi. But Team A continues. Antony?
Mon Mothma.
Mon Mothma. That's a good one. Show me Mon Mothma. Well, I thought it was a good one.
I don't need your participation trophies.
Moises, something you find in a rebel base.
Shield generators.
Shield generators. See, that's a very specific reference you're making there.
That's not bad.
Show me a shield generator.
Are they technically outside the base?
It's what they say that matters. That's three-pointer from Moises. Well done. Kathy, something in a rebel base?
Blasters?
Blasters. Show me blasters. 2 points. Yes. Now you're on a roll. Antony, something in a rebel base?
Death Star hologram.
Show me Death Star holograms. Yes.
These are all on my list. I'm so
10 points.
We stole your list just like we stole the Death Star plans.
Moises.
Bothams, man.
A-wings.
Show me A-wings. Strike two. Kathy?
I am going to say aliens.
Aliens. Show me aliens. Nope. That's, alas, not part of that. Team Droid, you cleaned up there. You got 87 points, 33 points for the Jedi. Here's what else you can find in a Rebel base. Maps, R2-D2, Y-Wings, Tauntauns.
Tauntauns on my list.
A Bacta tank.
Specific.
C-3PO. And then these two answers I love. Hope. And crates.
I seriously almost said crates.
I had crates.
I had crates at about the same level as Sparks.
All right. Team Droid is way ahead here, but you know what? We're in the double point round where things can really change. So Team Jedi can still catch up and have an exciting fight to the finish. We move on to round five. Tiff is going to go first, followed by Moises if she doesn't guess the number one answer. Tiff, name something you might find on the Millennium Falcon. Top seven answers are on the board, by the way.
Oh my gosh, there's just so much to pick from that could be the first answer, and I don't want to mess it up for my team. What would the listeners say?
What would they say? That's the question.
Is this seven answers?
Can you phrase the question one
name,
more time? So I can
and these are literally all we gave them. Name something you might find on the Millennium Falcon.
A Wookiee.
Show me a Wookiee. Yeah, that's the number two answer.
Oh!
Chewie and a Wookiee would both have been acceptable for that. You can't also guess Chewbacca. Moises, do you have a better guess than Tiff about what you might find on a Millennium Falcon?
I got to go with Han Solo.
Show me Han Solo. That's the number seven answer. So the Jedi get control of the board.
We like our Wookiees.
Annette, name something you might find on the Millennium Falcon.
I am going to say that little funky chessboard.
The chessboard, or it has a Star Wars name. Is that Djarik, I think? I don't know. It's the chess.
Yep,
holo chess.
It is.
Show me holo chess. That's the number one answer. Hello? 39. Yeah, that's the number one answer.
Is it really?
Number one answer. Absolutely.
I was like, surely that's not the first one. Chip. So I'm going to go Han Solo based off of Chewbacca.
Chip, something you'd find on the Millennium Falcon.
Smuggling compartments?
All right, show me smuggling compartments. Yeah, that's the number four answer. It also includes smuggled items and contraband. Those all got rung. All smuggling terms got rolled together in that one. It's 10 points. Tiff, back to you.
I'm going to go with those, the dice.
The dice. Han Solo's dice.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the fuzzy dice hanging from the rearview mirror of the Millennium Falcon. Show me lucky dice. Number three answer.
Yes.
All right, you've got the top four, and you've got number seven. There's two left to go. Something you might find on the Millennium Falcon, left. Annette.
I want to say something dumb like a pilot, but maybe that's too general, but you don't know. Or I could say, you know, I'm going to just say R2-D2.
Okay. Show me R2-D2. Alas, no. Alas. That's a good guess. Chip, what do you think?
I think it was such a big deal in Empire. The hyperdrive.
A hyperdrive. Yeah. Show me a hyperdrive, broken or not. Hyperdrive.
Nice.
That was your number five answer. There's one left, Tiff. So, and you've got, you and Annette are both going to get to guess it because you only have one strike on you. That's something you might find on the Millennium Falcon.
All right. I had hyperdrive on my list, so now really I'm scared now. I'm going to go with that, the practice droid, the little ball.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Sure. A little targeting ball. Show me the targeting ball. Nope, it's not there. Okay, Annette, it's down to you. Can you guess this really weird, obscure thing that is number six on the list? If you can't, the other team will get a chance to guess it and steal all your points away.
Oh, no pressure. I'm going to say no.
You're on the Millennium Falcon. What's there?
Look
to your left. Look to your right. What's there?
I'm gonna go with pilot. I'm just
all right.
Pilot.
We already talked about Greg Grunberg. Oh, that was a reference. But here it is. Is it a pilot? No, it's not. Okay. Team droids, confer amongst yourselves. This is a tough one. There's only one. You got to match it exactly to steal the points.
So I was initially thinking Lando Calrissian until Han Solo was seventh. I was also thinking capes, and
I was thinking
rebels. Rebels, I feel better about than capes.
I was thinking C-3PO, because I think if R2
isn't on that list, I feel weird about 3PO.
Yeah, but see, R2 went off with Luke for so often, and 3PO hung out with Han and Chewie
I like the logic of that.
You could also say Princess Leia. Again, I know she keeps going up as an answer,
if it's a character, is it a character that would show up higher than Han Solo?
Right.
How many who have we seen in the movies who pilots the Millennium Falcon? We have seen a grand total of three characters, and they are
Lando Calrissian,
Solo, Rey,
and Lando.
I will point out, and this is not giving anything away, but I just want to point out, because it's the listeners, they decide that it is named something you might find.
Yeah.
Of course, we've already had two sentient beings. So
yeah, I kind of want to go back to Klingons on a Klingon ship and go with rebels
or smugglers.
No, he said that smuggling was all, you know,
it was all.
I'm tempted to say Minox.
oh man,
that's literally happened.
For our listeners, that's
wait, but those were on the Millennium. That those were on literally
something
on
you might find
Millennium
on the Millennium Falcon.
Oh no!
Yeah,
I'm evenly between Minox and Rebels.
May I ask, Jason, what was the order of this question in the form versus what's in a Rebel base?
I cannot reveal that information.
Okay,
because I don't know it.
It was 7 months ago.
I think that our listeners would say Minox.
I have a feeling they might. It's not that deep a cut, is it? I mean, you know.
Yeah, it's pretty like hardcore.
I will go with the group because if we're wrong, it's still hilarious.
It's yeah.
Okay. What's the answer?
Yeah, let's go with Minox.
Show me the Minox. No, 184 points go to Team Jedi, which is now within striking distance for the last round. And you know, one of my favorite things in the Feuding Families is when you need to get one thing and you mention the one thing and
it was Rebels, wasn't it?
No, Antony and Voice says it was capes. It was capes.
Damn it.
I was going to guess rust.
It was capes. I would have accepted cloaks, but capes was what it was. Nobody got
no
it.
No capes.
It was right there. You said it. You agreed to it. And then you moved on. Although Minox is a hilarious answer, I have to say. But it just wasn't the one that was picked by more than 4%.
Did anybody pick Minox?
I did have a couple Minox when I was compiling, but it wasn't enough to make it
on the
list.
Not enough to make the cut, yeah.
Yeah, with the number of people we got answering this, it basically needed to be even a one-point answer. That's like four or five people who said it. And for these top seven answers, you know, the least mentioned one had at least 16, 17 votes. So Minox didn't make that point. Okay, we're going to move on to the last round. Kathy is going to guess, followed by Annette if Kathy doesn't pick the number one answer. This is a new round for this round of Feuding Families. It is called the Combo Platter. The top six answers are on the board to the following questions. Name a senator or name a pod racer. I've combined the answers and they're both on the board together.
There
are six. There are six answers. There are four senators and two pod racers among the six, and you just have to guess either one will do.
Okay.
Top six answers are on the board.
We don't have to ask one that fulfills both.
No. Or name a senator or name a pod racer combined together.
Okay.
Revenge of the Phantom Menace.
Were these presented in the survey as two separate questions?
They were presented in the survey as two entirely different questions.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
The name of the person racing the pod. That's what we're... Or the name of the pod that's being
Jason
raced.
Jason Snell. Oh, wait. I would like to guess Anakin Skywalker.
All right. Anakin. Show me Anakin. Yes, that's the number one answer.
Nice.
Well done. You have control of the board... Antony.
I mean, that's a very loose term.
Name a senator. Yes, you have loose control of the board.
So there are four senators and there's only one pod racer left.
And one more pod racer. Right. Okay. Okay. Well, I'll say Senator Palpatine.
Show me Palpatine. Yeah, that's the number three answer and the number one senator. Good job.
Wait, there's a... That means the pod racer is number two?
Yeah. So,
because of the combined. Okay. Uh-huh. Nope. That makes more sense. Okay. Cool.
Uh-huh.
We're getting there, Jason. It's taking us
name
a little
a senator
bit.
Or a pod
racer. I'm going to go after the other pod racer, which is Sebulba.
Oh, everybody knows Sebulba. Show me Sebulba. Yep, that's the number two answer and the other pod racer.
God, you knew his name.
I got you, team.
There are three more senators left to guess. Kathy, name a senator.
Senator Amidala.
Show me Padme Amidala. Yep. That's the number four answer. Five and six remain around to Antony. Name a senator. Or a pod racer,
Senator,
but there aren't any pod racers left, so don't do that.
No. Senator Organa.
Senator Organa. Hey, Jimmy Smits is back. Show me Bail Organa. Yes, that is the number five answer. One answer remains. Moises.
Oh, gosh.
For the win. Name a senator.
This is it. This is the field goal with 2 seconds to go. Come on.
You've got no strikes, so it's got. Well, there's like 2 minutes to go now.
Well,
all right.
Well, in this case, I'm Misa gonna present a resolution to the floor.
Oh no!
With Misa favorite senator Jar Jar Binks.
I just want to say, is it possible that this game is going to end with the decisive question being answered with Jar Jar? Possible. It happened.
Oh my god.
We love our listeners.
We do.
And he was just a representative. And with that, the droids win. They are victorious. If that had gone the other way to the Jedi would have won. But the droids won.
Wow.
So give them some oil or plug them in or something. We do love our listeners.
I've rarely been so proud of having recently rewatched the prequels in leading into watching Clone Wars for the first time. And that's the whole reason I remembered what Sebulba's name was.
I could not remember his name, and I could not have named you another single senator if you had put me on a rack.
Teamwork. Beautifully done. Beautifully done.
Yay!
Well, congratulations to Team Droids, Anthony, Moises, and Kathy. Thank you.
Woohoo!
Thank you for recognizing me, even with my new red arm.
Now this is podcasting.
And
beep boop.
And condolences to the Team Jedi. You played really well. You just you ran into a real Death Star there. Chip, Tiff, and Annette, thank you for being here.
Poodoo!
I have one question for you, Jason. What's the temperature inside of a Tauntaun?
Warm.
Lukewarm.
Oh! Well, that's like...
This is where the dad jokes are really more tragic than the
ending
dads.
Ending a podcast with that joke is like ending a quiz show with Jar Jar. And with that, I say thank you, dear listeners, I guess, for answering the survey and most definitely for listening to this episode of The Incomparable Game Show. There is one more episode left. Revenge of the Feud will happen sometime, but until then, thank you for listening to Star Wars Feuding Families. Goodbye!